This is the Friday feature interview of the week on WNCW for this Friday, March the 10th. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Our topic is about the Charlotte Urban Ministry Center and its third annual Housing Fest concert event featuring an incredible headlining act. Our guests are Robert Nesbitt and Katie Church, who are co-coordinators of the event. Good morning, and thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having us.
Before we go over the history of Housing Fest, its accomplishments, and this year's event, Katie, tell everyone about the Urban Ministry Center.
Urban Ministry Center is a nonprofit organization in Charlotte dedicated to bringing the community together to end homelessness. And it all began over 20 years ago as a soup kitchen and just really grew over time into offering many daytime services for people experiencing homelessness, and more recently providing housing for those experiencing chronic homelessness.
Robert, this one for you. Just how bad is homelessness right now in Charlotte?
Sure, Paul. That's a great question. And in Charlotte, on a night in 2016, the last count that was done, there were just over 1,800 people experiencing homelessness on a given night. Now, within that number, there are approximately 300, 330 people experiencing what's known as chronic homelessness. And those are individuals who've been on the streets the longest with serious health conditions. Those are the people who are most likely to die on the street. And the goal of Urban Ministry Center, and really the goal of Housing Fest, is to help those individuals get housed and be in a supportive environment with social workers, case managers, health care, where they can stay housed. In the last couple of years, Charlotte has made significant progress ending chronic homelessness. It's down by actually over 40%. And the goal of Urban Ministry Center is to end chronic homelessness in Charlotte. So the funds from Housing Fest support Urban's goal in doing that. They currently provide about 260 apartments for people who are experiencing chronic homelessness in Charlotte. We believe and know that as we expand our housing programs with what's called a housing first philosophy, giving people housing first and then providing the support they need, we know that we can end homelessness.
Let's try to uplift our conversation about helping those that are homeless and the event that is entering its third year, and it's called Housing Fest, a concert fundraiser dedicated to the cause of homelessness in Charlotte and presented by you folks with the Urban Ministry Center. Tell us, how did it start and how did the idea come about?
Housing Fest developed between Katie and I brainstorming ways of combining our two greatest passions, which are music and ending homelessness. And both of us are big music lovers. Also, both are musicians. I've been a professional musician and semi-professional musician on and off for much of my life. Katie and I wanted to figure out ways to raise awareness of Urban Ministry Center's effort to end chronic homelessness in Charlotte, specifically the Housing First model, which is connecting people to housing first. We know that it's the right way to end homelessness and that it's possible, so we just want to share that message.
Robert and I, when we were first talking about this idea, it just seemed like the perfect blending of two things we're really passionate about. I think we both kind of laugh looking back at this pivotal moment where we were brainstorming and we thought it could become a reality, and I just remember saying, oh, it wouldn't be that much more work. Let's just give it a try. And of course, we laugh about that because it takes a lot of work to put this together, but it's been extremely fulfilling.
We'd like for you to speak about in the first 2 years who are some of the familiar names, especially the WNCW music listeners that you've had at Housing Fest.
Well, we started out very strong in our first year with the Blind Boys of Alabama, who've won multiple Grammys, just a tremendous group who've been involved in issues with social justice over time, and significant for us to be able to have them as our headliner the first year. We've had artists such as Josh Ritter. The local band from Charlotte, Matrimony, actually reunited specifically for Housing Fest. Lindy Ortega, the Nikki Hill Band. And then I'll let Robert speak a bit to Jim Lauderdale, who has been a part of Housing Fest from the first year and continues to be a great advocate with our work.
He was actually the first artist that we ever booked for the show. We're all huge Jim Lauderdale fans. Jim's from Troutman, North Carolina. He just got on board with the cause right away and really has helped us build it each year. Unfortunately, he's not able to be at this year's Housing Fest, but he's still been involved in planning and has been encouraging every step of the way.
And that takes us right into this headliner for this year, an acclaimed band that has truly, to me, brought back that true soul sound. Tell us more about who's coming to the event.
We are so excited to be having St. Paul and the Broken Bones headlining this year. As you mentioned, just an incredible soul band from Birmingham, Alabama, part of a rich tradition that Alabama has with music, whether that's Muscle Shoals, Fame Studios. Paul Janeway, the lead singer for the band, is an incredible performer. He's very much inspired by Otis Redding and many classic soul singers as well, but he brings an energy and a rawness and a modern approach to the style. To see him live is quite an experience.
So dark, I can't bear it no more. Oh, I crumble at the foot of love. The master of my pain, and my kingdom has fallen.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones from their Half the City CD from 2014, the song Don't Mean a Thing. And Katie, I know you wanted to add something.
I saw them open for the Rolling Stones in New York about a year and a half ago. It was just a phenomenal show. It's always a great sign when the opener for a band garners a lot of attention and energy from the crowd. So when we were first getting in contact with the band about performing for Housing Fest, we were also very moved to know that this cause of ending homelessness is one very close to their heart. And Paul, the lead singer, has actually worked on benefits in the past for a homeless shelter in his hometown. Not only are they an incredible band, knowing that they have an interest in the specific cause and they wanted to be a part of this festival because of it just makes it that much more significant.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a part of this show, you can't waste any time because the show is actually tomorrow on Saturday, March the 11th in Charlotte.
It's at the Fillmore in Charlotte, part of Avid Exchange Music Factory. You can buy tickets through Live Nation's website or just Google Housing Fest and you'll have a link to where you can buy tickets. Learn more about the cause, and donate if you're interested and so inclined.
I want to remind everyone that it's to benefit Charlotte's Urban Ministry Center, third annual event coming up Saturday, March 11th. Robert Nesbitt, Katie Church, coordinators of Housing Fest, thank you so much for being with us on WNCW.
Thanks so much. It was great to be with you today.
A prior Friday feature interviews from WNCW also available on our website, wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.